Welcome back. In this lesson, we're shaping a DJ intro for a sunrise set in Ableton Live 12, with that jungle and old-school DNB feeling, misty, hopeful, a little bittersweet, and built for a proper mix. The big idea here is simple. A great DNB intro is not just a long intro, it's a runway. It has to give a DJ enough space to blend, but it also has to feel like the tune is waking up and moving toward daylight. So we're going to build something that starts DJ-friendly, develops emotion and phrases, and then opens cleanly into the drop or main groove. First, think in sections. Don't just throw sounds at the timeline. Decide whether your intro is going to be 16, 32, or maybe 64 bars long. For this style, 32 bars is usually a really strong sweet spot. It gives you enough room for atmosphere, break edits, bass teasing, and a proper rise in tension, without feeling too slow. Set your markers in Ableton so the arrangement is easy to read. Bar 1 is the intro start. Around bar 9, you want the first lift. Around bar 17, the tension should start to feel more obvious. By bar 25, you're moving toward the peak. And by bar 33, you should be ready for the drop or the main groove. A really useful teacher tip here: keep the first 8 bars fairly sparse. That gives DJs the room they need to mix in. If you overload the first phrase, you lose blend space and the intro stops working as a tool. In jungle and DNB, utility matters. But utility doesn't mean boring. It just means you're being intentional. Now let's build the emotional bed. Start with a pad, drone, or texture layer using stock Ableton devices like Wavetable or Drift. You're not looking for huge lush chord wash right away. You want something slightly unresolved. A minor voicing, a suspended shape, or even just a two-note interval can work really well. High pass that layer so it doesn't mess with the low end. Somewhere around 150 to 250 at sheet is a good starting zone, depending on the sound. Then add gentle movement. Oil filter is great for that. Reverb can help a lot too, but keep the wet level controlled. Long decay is fine if the texture is thin enough. And if you want width, use Chorus Ensemble or Utility to widen the upper layer while keeping the low end under control. Here's a nice old school trick. Resample your own atmosphere. Freeze or flatten a chord swell, bounce it to audio, and then cut up little one bar or half bar pieces. Reverse some of them, nudge them around. That instantly gives the intro a more broken, Kratug character. It feels less like a factory preset and more like part of the record's DNA. Next up, the riser. And this is important. In this style, the riser should feel like a system, not just one single whoosh. Build it in layers. You want a noise layer, a tone layer, and a texture layer. For the noise layer, use operator with noise or a noise source in Wavetable. Filter it so it starts dark and opens over time. For the tone layer, use a simple rising synth pitch or a resonant sweep. For the texture layer, use a reversed break hit, vinyl noise, a chopped stab, or something resampled so it has character. Then automate them together. Open the filter gradually. Add a little reverb before the filter if you want a smeared bloom. Automate pitch up over 4 or 8 bars if you're using a synth tone. Use slow movement in the early bars, then make the final 2 bars much steeper. That way the riser feels like it's gathering energy rather than just arriving all at once. A really good rule here is this: make it brighter and denser, but don't make it generic. If it sounds too clean, too polished, or too EDM style, it can lose the jungle identity. A little grit goes a long way. Slight saturation, broken rhythm, or chopped movement can make the whole thing feel more underground. Now bring in the drum identity. This is where the intro stops being ambient and starts being DNB. Pull in a chopped breakbeat fragment, maybe an immense style edit or some other classic break texture. You can slice it in simpler or chop it manually in arrangement view. Keep it sparse at first, maybe just 1 or 2 hits every bar. Then slowly increase the detail as the intro develops. Think in stages. The first phrase can be almost minimal. A snare ghost here, a kick tap there, maybe the hat or ride accent. By the second phrase, you can add more break activity. By the time you get near the peak, the drums should be hinting strongly at the groove without fully giving it away. Processing-wise, keep it light and controlled. Drum bus can add punch and a little old-school crackle. Saturator can add dirt and density. EQH should clean up unnecessary sub-rumble. And if you're bussing the drums together, glue compressor can help them feel like one idea, but don't crush the transients. You still need clarity for the DJ mix. Now for the bass tease. This is one of the most important parts of the intro. You do not want the full bass statement too early. You just want a hint of it, like a shadow of the drop. Use Wavetable or operator to create a short filtered bass phrase. Maybe a res fragment, maybe a sub pulse, maybe a bass stab that answers the break. Keep it rhythmic and restrained. A short phrase around bars 9 to 17 can work beautifully. Automate the low pass filter so it opens slightly over time, but keep the sub under control and mono safe. If it's a res, check the stereo width carefully. Keep the low end tight. Use utility or EQ discipline to avoid wide bass below the important low frequencies. A touch of saturator or overdrive can help the bass feel gritty, without making it too loud. The whole point is to tease the energy, not reveal the entire drop. Now let's talk about automation, because this is where the intro really becomes musical. Don't just automate one big filter sweep and call it done. Think of automation as phrasing. A great intro has multiple link changes. The atmosphere opens a bit. The drums get a little more active. The riser gets brighter. The reverb send lifts slightly. The stereo image opens up. The bass tease becomes a little more present. Each of those little moves tells the listener, we're going somewhere. In the early bars, keep the tension almost flat. Then start the movement slowly. Between bars 9 and 16, the energy rises gently. Between bars 17 and 24, it gets more obvious. Then in the final section, bars 25 to 32, you want the strongest climb, with a fill, a reverse hit, maybe a snare roll, and one final cue before the drop. That final cue matters a lot. In old school D&B and jungle, the last bar often has a recognizable rhythmic signature. A chopped break pickup, a snare flum, a reverse cymbal, a tiny impact. Don't overdo it. One strong moment is usually better than five random effects all fighting for attention. Here's a powerful arrangement move. Pull elements away right before the drop. Take out the bass tease. Thin the atmosphere. Reduce the drums to just a few accents or a pickup fill. Leave the riser and a final impact cue. That contrast is what makes the drop feel like a release instead of just the next section. And that release should feel like sunrise. Not explosive for the sake of it. Open, emotional, and inevitable. Once the idea is working, bounce some parts to audio. This is where the intro starts to feel like a record instead of a project. Resample the riser. Bounce the reverse hits. Flatten the drum fill. Render the bass tease. Then edit those audio clips. Reverse one hit and place it right before a transition. Warp the riser slightly if you want it to drag or push in a more human way. Crop the tails cleanly so the mix stays tight. Add tiny fades so you don't get clicks. This step is especially useful in jungle because resampled audio has personality. It feels committed. It gives you more options too, because once the sound is audio, you can repitch it, rechop it, or use it again in a different form. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the riser too clean or too generic. Add break fragments, saturation, or some resampled texture so it belongs to the tune. Don't let the intro bass get too heavy too soon. Keep it short, filtered, and monosafe. Don't overcrowd the first 8 bars. DJs need room. Don't drown the low mids in reverb. That will kill the sunrise clarity fast. And don't let the riser peak too early. Save the strongest lift for the final bars. Also, check the intro at low volume. This is a really useful test. If the emotional rise disappears, when the monitor level is down, the arrangement probably depends too much on loudness or top-end sparkle. A strong intro should still read at low volume, because the phrase shape is doing the work. Here's a nice advanced variation if you want to push this further. Try a halftime illusion for the first 8 bars. Let the intro feel like 87 BPM, while the track is really moving at 174. Then gradually restore the full rhythmic density. That can make the sunrise lift feel huge when the groove opens up. Another great option is a polyrhythmic riser. One layer moving in 4 bar cycles, another in 3 bar cycles. That slight mismatch creates tension in a very human, restless way, which fits jungle really well. You can also use a call sign element, a chopped vocal, a radio-style fragment, or a tiny spoken phrase filtered like it's coming from far away can give the intro identity. Bring it back just before the drop is a callback. That's a classy move, and it gives the intro more memory. So if we pull all of this together, the blueprint looks like this. Start with a sparse, DJ-friendly opening. Introduce an atmospheric bid that feels emotional but controlled. Layer a riser in stages, noise, tone, and texture. Add breakbeat fragments that slowly become more active. Tease the bass without exposing the full drop. Use automation to shape the phrasing across 8 bar sections. Pull elements away right before the drop for contrast. Then bounce and refine the audio so it feels like one unified record. If you want a quick practice challenge, build a 16 bar sunrise intro right now using only Ableton stock devices. Make one atmosphere layer. and a chopped break. Create a layered riser. Drop in one base tease around bars 9 to 12. Then strip most of it away in the last two bars and leave the listener with a feeling that dawn is arriving. If you can make that work, you're not just making an intro. You're making a proper DJ tool with emotional lift, which is exactly what Sunrise Jungle and Old School DNB needs. Alright, let's get into the project and shape that opening into something that really breathes.